Mondays with Mackenzie on Sober Gratitude.
Did somebody say Mackenzie?
Okay, so how adorable was that?
Oh my god. I love him so much.
He loves you so much too.
Oh. I love when he says my name.
Yeah.
Whenever I come over, hi Mackenzie. my boy.
Yeah. He's a special guy. So here we are again, episode two.
Episode two.
So excited.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. This is actually take three. Like we've
tried literally to... take three.
I had the mute button on
twice.
But this time, at least we have the sound on the microphone correct, so right. I won't sound tinny like I do in the first episode.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is more satisfying to your ears.
Pleasurable.
More pleasurable.
Oh, God. All righty, let's get right. into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we... get right to it.
Let's get right to it.
Yeah. So what was our topic we were talking about?
How life doesn't just happen to us anymore. Life is happening. Life is happening, and we get to choose how we respond.
Yeah. And you chose to respond like a spaz last night when the power went out.
Oh, it was...
And you were crying, and you called me, and you're like, what do I do?
I was yelling at you.
You were, like, so pissed, and I'm like, okay, it's okay, she's pissed, because, like, you know, the power went out, and it's, like, really hot in the house. And...
Like, Sarah, you don't understand. You don't get it. You don't get it.
I know. I still don't really get it.
You don't get it.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's really hot out. And your power was out, too, but you still don't get it. Because it's happening to me.
I know. So much was happening to you yesterday.
So much.
And really, it was a hard day.
Yeah.
A really, really hard
day. It was a hard day. Yes.
But we have hard days and we have not so hard days.
Mm-hmm.
Today has been like not so hard.
Not so hard.
Okay. So that was a total joke.
Yeah.
Because no, Mackenzie doesn't react to situations like that anymore.
Anymore.
But yeah. You used to.
I used to.
And so
I used to. And so did you.
So did I.
Yeah, our power did go out. And it was really hot in our house. But it's okay. Life was still going on. Everyone was okay. And it all worked. It came back on. Our air conditioning actually broke. Something blew up during the whole outage, and the guy came.
It really blew up?
Something with like fried.
Okay.
Blew up. I don't
know. So blew up was kind of an exaggeration.
But something did explode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the explosion?
No. But something blew. It did, according to the guy. And I just have to say. that, you know, I'm so grateful because the air conditioning guy came at like 11:30 at night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
For how it all.
Nice guy.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we, so that was kind of an example of, how our lives used to be and how different they are today, which is the topic of today. Cause we talk a lot in like the last episode and episodes before where Mackenzie's been on, we talk about how we're having such an amazing experience in sobriety. And we thought, you know what? The listeners might be thinking, well, why is it so good?
Yeah. Why is it not hard?
Why is it not hard?
Yeah.
And so we want to explain that today.
Yeah.
We're having such an amazing experience in sobriety because we did the work and we got honest and we really, really took a look at ourselves in this drama of life.
Yeah.
And how we fit into it and how we can change our attitudes and behaviors mm-hmm. to make life easier
yeah.
in sobriety and just in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
So So where we used to experience things that were hard or stressful, mm-hmm. like a parent getting cancer or my kid's skin, you know, getting broken, breaking his leg. Mm-hmm. And I used to think, oh my gosh, so this is all happening to me. Oh my gosh, my life is a mess. My life is so hard and messy and mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I would just pull everyone down with me because I'd be so irritable and annoyed mm-hmm. that life wasn't going the way I wanted it to go.
And it was such black and white thinking too, because, you know, say one of your kids breaks a bone. Okay, that's something you have to address, sure. But that doesn't mean your whole life is hard.
Right.
But that's something that I believe, like one isolating thing happening that I thought was really hard and unfair. And suddenly my whole life was hard and unfair.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of that. I used to think that way when you said that.
That's true. It's like one thing meant your entire life mm-hmm. or it could be a couple of things,
right.
But it's in your entire life. But today we experience life as just happening and we have the power. We have new power because we did the work, the program that we use to allow new power to flow in, mm-hmm. which is peaceful power. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think surrendering to, you know, 12-step program means that you're giving away all your power, but it's actually the exact opposite.
Right.
But you do give away what you can't control.
Right.
That's what you give away. You give that up. You kind of just say,
I don't know I don't know how it's supposed to look. So let me step aside.
Right.
That's what it's meant for me.
Right.
And it's a relief. Like, I agree, Sarah, coming in to recovery, sobriety, people talked about giving up their will and surrendering. And that scared the shit out of me.
Same.
Because I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Only I know what my life is supposed to look like. And how wrong was I?
You didn't know.
Didn't know, but I lived that way.
So did I for so long.
I lived that way, like a victim.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Like everything was happening to me.
Oh yeah.
Poor me, poor me.
My bad moods. Well, I deserve to because, I'm an alcoholic and because this happened to me or that happened to me when I was 10 or 12 or three. And so.
So everyone in the room right now needs to feel how I'm feeling.
Yep.
Because we do.
Yeah.
Not being funny. Seriously, we do have an effect on people.
Not just you and me, but everyone. Everyone has their moods and their attitudes can really impact a lot of people around them.
Like last night when our power went out and we didn't have AC and it really was getting hot and uncomfortable. And I could have made that so much worse, that situation. Mm.
So what did you do instead? Like, it wasn't happening to you.
Right.
But it was happening.
It was happening.
And so instead of reacting, what did you do, Mackenzie?
Well, instead of going in to this situation, like, this is going to be hard. Like, this is going to be hard. This sucks. Once I do that, whether it would have been last night or any other time, once I go into a situation with the mentality that this is going to be hard, I have already set the stage that this is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And then it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like things don't happen that can be challenging. Like I'm not saying like scary things don't happen mm-hmm. and challenging things and obstacles. Like, but instead of setting the stage that this is going to be hard, and I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. And I try now to say, you know what? Like, and I don't do this perfectly. I do not do this perfectly, but I try now to go in with, how can I be helpful? How can I use this as an opportunity to use God's power to get out of the way, to allow him to really unblock his light? You know, how can I make this easier for my family, for my grandparents? It was really late. They were tired. They had just gotten back from vacation yesterday. It was hot. How can I make this more comfortable for them? And that's how I try to live my life going. And it's not like I'm like a wizard and I could just like turn the air on and then I can fix the power. It's not, I can't make cure things. I can't make things perfect again, but I can make them easier for people around me and in turn myself. And it's just, it's peaceful and it's less exhausting. And that's not to say I don't make mistakes and I don't snap or get frustrated. Like, I am a human being, but the difference today is I really try to not go into situations or look at life as being hard, because once I do that, it'll be hard, because that's,
yeah.
And that's how I lived for a long time. So I'm really passionate about this new way of life, because I have found freedom in letting go of the victim mentality.
I love it. I totally identify with everything you're saying. And it's just so amazing how, like, we both were once the same way in terms of reacting to things. And now we're experiencing life, like, we have taken a complete 180 because we've let our will and our control over. And as a result, we've this new peaceful power. I think I said it before, this new peaceful power flows in. So we can use, like last night, you used your peaceful power to be of service to your family members who might have been scared, or they're older and they might have been like dealing with the heat worse. And so you're looking at, wait a minute, like, how are they experiencing that? Right. And so because you pushed love and help and kindness into the situation and calmness, then they're experiencing you in a totally new way than they used to.
Oh yeah.
Before you learned this way of living and of being an actor in this world.
Right.
And that's kind of just like,
yeah,
you know, a figure of speech, but a person in this world, they get to see Mackenzie being calm.
Yeah.
And that's like less stressful for them. So they don't have to deal with you falling apart and them being, you know, maybe if they had like conditions that rendered them like really weak and vulnerable in that heat, like they would also have to deal with their 20 something, you know, family member who's falling apart.
Oh yeah.
But instead,
I made things worse.
Yeah.
I didn't help situations.
Right.
At all. Not all the time, but for the most part, I didn't really think of others. I didn't have this sense of awareness, this sense of, now I care about how other people perceive me, how I am being portrayed. Because I want to be experienced as a safe, calm person, not as a psychotic freak who's having a meltdown. And yeah, it's a better way of life. And, you know, the truth is, like, you talked about, you know, this drama, us being actors, and that's really how I view life, that we don't get to decide how this scene will look. You know, that's not up to us. You know, I view it as my higher power as a director, and I'm just an actor. And this is, you know, we have a friend, Dave, who talks about this a lot, this analogy that God is our director and we're his actors, and we're filming scenes, each scene being a different situation. And we might not like them. We might not like how it's supposed to look. And we can choose to like sit on the sidelines and be like, eh, I'm going to sit this one out. You know, I'm going to sit this scene out and like, I'll come back in once I like how things are going again. And I did live that way. And it wasn't a great way to be. I wasn't useful. I wasn't, I didn't feel, I was just so selfish, you know? And now it's like, just every day I just go into the day as, how would you have me be? How can I make, how can I be useful to others? How can I stay out of the way? How can I stay out of myself? Knowing that the quote unquote right thing to do might not always be the thing I want to do or the most comfortable thing to do,
but it feels better.
But it feels better.
Right?
Even, like, right. Even if it's harder. Quote even unquote, if you're like, or yeah. not harder. Even
if it's not what like I want. Yeah. Right. But then it's like something that your mom might, if your mom will be so happy.
Right.
And like a lot of things in life are just that easy. Like
it's just easy. And like, what's it to me? Like it, most of the time it's like, yeah, maybe I don't want to do this, but I do it. And it's like, that wasn't so bad. And yeah. like, look how happy it made that person.
Right.
You know,
and then you're happy.
And then I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot better. It's a much better use of my time mm-hmm. today. And like the funny part is when I tried to control everything and everyone, because I thought I knew what the fuck life was supposed to look like I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, I didn't even know what I wanted. You know what I mean? Like I thought I knew best. And most of the time it was most all the time. It wasn't like, I look at my life today, you know, like sitting here right now in this moment, circumstance, like this is nothing that I could have a year ago said, that's what I want. But now it's like, I can't picture my life any other way. Mm-hmm. And that's a result of just getting out of the way and not trying to think I know what's best.
Trying to control everything.
It's
right. Set then, the stage, like you're the director.
Yeah. Like I'm, yeah. And it's funny because I would force things to go my way and I would get my way. And then I'd be like, eh, I didn't even want this.
And maybe the other person necessarily want it either.
Oh, just I'm just a lot less tired.
It takes up so much energy
yeah.
to be that way, to be controlling, to be like, to see, like, to be manipulative, even with the best intentions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good motives.
That I was so good at that. Like,
but my motives are good.
Yeah, my motives are good. I'm just trying to get
they'll
this
be
person.
Happier. They'll yeah. be happier. Oh.
If I'll just tell them this is how I do it. So if they do it my way, then things will be great. Then my stage will look awesome. And then things wouldn't work out my way. And I'd be more resentful. And I'd be more angry and more irritable.
Yeah.
Instead of just accepting that things are happening a certain way because they're supposed to be happening a certain way.
And people are different. We're not all the same. So what works for someone else might not work for us and vice versa. You know, like just the self-awareness that there's 7 point how many other billion people in the world is it's just a relief to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just life doesn't have to be hard. Life can just be.
Mm-hmm.
Life can be. And sometimes there are certain situations that are challenging and tough, you know, and
yeah.
But you know, we can bring light and love, and that's just how I want to live today.
Yeah. And I have to say that, you know, this was not like an immediate
no
thing for us when we first got sober.
How long have you been sober?
Almost 9 years.
Yeah.
And it
when
was
did
a
you
year
start feeling
ago,
this?
Last year, July of 2020. And my life was so different before then because I was irritable and discontent, even in sobriety, because I always wanted to make things look a certain way, like my relationship with my husband, with my children, with extended family, like, oh, they're not acting, they're not being the way that I want them to be. They, oh, why won't they just be like this? Because I'm like that. And what I do is better than what they do. It's just, it was so exhausting. And I'm 48 and a half years old and I'm finally at this place, but it took a lot of time. I mean, I did have legitimate like trauma in my life.
Of course.
And I did have, you know, a long love affair with alcohol and food addiction and you name it. And I had to do some heavy duty, like therapeutic work with, you know, outside of our program of recovery. And
same. I've been in, multiple therapies.
Yeah. Same.
And there is trauma. Like there is stuff happens. Like,
right.
We're not saying that life is just a breeze, but
it can be easier.
It can be easier.
It absolutely can be easier.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think we've said.
Yeah. I think we've
said.
We've covered it. I mean, you know, we've kind of dipped our toe in this topic, you know, our last episode, and we've been promoting this series as trying to help push love into the universe and into our viewers. Ears as you listen. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but you know, we wanted to early on in this series really talk about what we mean when we say life doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And sobriety doesn't have to be hard. So
we gotta
go.
Yeah, we gotta go out
and
Live our lives.
Live our lives that have been saved.
So what are you doing? What are you going to be doing the next couple of days? Do you want to share?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go on vacation.
That's
with
awesome.
My extended family, my cousins, aunts, uncles that I haven't seen in a couple of years because of COVID. And a lot of the cousins are just getting older and having kids of their own, so it's harder to get these bigger families together. So I'm really looking forward to being there and being present.
This will be the first time they're experiencing the new Mackenzie.
The new Mackenzie, yeah. I'm really looking forward to this trip, and I can't wait to report on it and share my experience with this trip that, you know, these vacations kind of would make me anxious just because it's, you know, a lot of people and I'm away from home and what if things don't go a certain way? And I don't have any of that. You know, I really, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be exactly as it's supposed to be. And, you know, I get to just bring love and light and peace. So. What about you? What's
Well, we got a birthday party to go to.
Yeah.
And my family members, my kids are, especially Cameron's, really excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, he told me.
Yeah.
He already told me about this.
Yeah.
Birthday party.
Yeah. And then I don't know. Like last week was so busy because of the graduation party, but this week it's kind of like a little bit more low key. We've been hunkering down because of the weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have dinner in a few, like an hour and a half. That's pretty much how far ahead
same.
I look.
I know. Same. Yeah. I'm like, let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have a great vacation.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll miss you so much.
I'll miss you too. I'll be back.
Okay. So if any of this sounds confusing to anybody, please DM us. I know I say it all the time.
We're here, and we don't just mean that. Like, oh, we're here. Yeah. Like, we are literally here, and we hope to hear from you. Hope from here from you all. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and even one-on-one. Like, I've had listeners who I connect right. with one-on-one on right. the side, just... and this is my life. This is what I...
Right. Yeah, we don't have, like, a separate life.
No.
Like, recovery, and then, like, and then everything else.
It's all the...
This one. Is it. It's yeah. all one.
Yeah.
It's all one.
So, if anyone's struggling, we love you. You're worth living on this earth. We know how hard it is.
You don't have to feel this way. There is a way, an easier way.
Mm-hmm.
And just reach out, because we can help you get to that point yeah. Of living a life that is really worth saving.
Yeah. And so peaceful.
And so peaceful.
So I hope you all have a great week.
Yeah, enjoy your week. And we'll see you
next
soon.
Time.
Next time.
Okay.
Bye. Well, that's a wrap on this episode of our summer series, Mondays with Mackenzie, on Sober Gratitudes. We are so glad you joined us today. Staying sober not only in the summertime, but all year round is absolutely possible. We hope to carry that message. Sobriety doesn't have to be hard. Just reach out for help. We're here for you, and we hope to see you next time.
Sober Gratitudes is a podcast dedicated to spreading the hope in recovery from addiction. It is an inclusive show that does not promote or represent any recovery program. When my guests and I discuss what keeps us sober, we are referring to our own unique experiences. Our goal is to encourage and give hope to those who are struggling and need support.